This time, European leaders will meet in Brussels to discuss closer integration and more central power to manage euro area finances. Our political correspondent Chris Mason has more.
When the editor of Double Take phoned me up and cheerfully asked me to look ahead to the European summit, I sarcastically said, "Ah, yes, summit number 1073 since the meltdown of a few years ago." I naively promised myself I'd pull together the definitive number, notepad in one hand, mouse in the other, clicking through agendas and attempting to keep a running total. Now, between you and me, let's whisper this. Your diligent correspondent has an admission to make. I lost count, and frankly, life is too short. Suffice to say, if summits could resolve this mess in the Eurozone, it would have stopped being a mess ages ago. World leaders talked about it at the beginning of last week in Mexico. Then the leaders of the four big countries that use the Euro, Germany, France, Italy and Spain, talked about it in Rome at the end of last week. And yes, you guessed it, there'll be more of the same in Brussels on Thursday. A different city, similar faces, same topic. What some have muttered for a while, and some leaders, including David Cameron, now say publicly, is this. These summits aren't about a choice between an immediate crisis or a crisis sorted out. This grim news from Europe and its knock-ons for us might rumble on and on and on and on. And what's becoming increasingly clear is this. Those powerhouses at the heart of the European project, those same countries, France, Germany, Spain and Italy, say the solution is more Europe, not less, throwing far more of their lot in with each other. And that's certain to mean a different beast to barter with from Britain's point of view.
Chris Mason there.
Chris Mason.
He's cheeky, isn't he?
Who knew?